Chapter 23, Calvary.
The soldiers hurried Jesus to Calvary amid the shouts and jeers of the crowd. As he passed the gate of Pilate's court, a soldier laid the heavy cross prepared for Barabbas upon Christ's bruised and bleeding shoulders. Other soldiers placed crosses upon two thieves who were to die with Jesus. The load was too heavy for the Savior in his exhausted condition. He had gone but a short distance when he fainted under the weight of the cross. When he revived, the guards again placed the cross upon his shoulders. He staggered on a few steps and once again fell to the ground. The soldiers now realized that it was impossible for him to go farther with his burden. They wondered where they could find someone who would carry the humiliating load. Just then, Simon, a Cyrenian, met them as he came from the opposite direction. The Romans seized and compelled him to carry the cross to Calvary. The sons of Simon were disciples of Jesus, but he himself had not accepted the Savior. Afterwards, Simon was forever grateful for the privilege of bearing the cross of the Redeemer. The burden he was thus forced to carry became the means of his conversion. The events of Calvary and the words uttered by Jesus led Simon to accept him as the Son of God. When they arrived at the place of crucifixion, the soldiers bound the condemned men to the instruments of torture. The two thieves wrestled in the hands of those who stretched them upon the cross, but the Savior did not resist. The mother of Jesus had followed him on that terrible journey to Calvary. She longed to care for him as he sank exhausted under his burden, but the soldiers would not allow her to. At every step of the way, she had looked for him to display his God-given power and release himself from the murderous throng. And now that they had reached the place of execution and she saw the thieves bound to the cross, she endured an agony of suspense. Would he who had given life to the dead allow himself to be crucified? Would the Son of God permit the Romans cruelly to slay him? Must she give up her faith that he was the Messiah? She saw his hands stretched upon the cross, those hands that had constantly reached out to bless the suffering. A soldier brought the hammer and the nails and drove the spikes through the tender flesh. The heartbroken disciples carried the fainting mother of Jesus away from the scene. The Savior made no murmur of complaint. His face remained pale and serene, but great drops of sweat stood on his brow. Already his disciples had fled from the dreadful scene. He was treading the winepress alone. See Isaiah 63:3. As the soldiers went about their work, Jesus' thoughts shifted from his own sufferings to the terrible retribution that his persecutors must one day meet. He pitied them in their ignorance. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Luke 23:34, he prayed. Christ was earning the right to become humanity's advocate and representative in the Father's presence. That prayer for his enemies embraced the world. It took in every sinner who had lived or should live, from the beginning of the world to the end of time. Whenever we sin, it wounds Christ once again. For us, he lifts his pierced hands before the Father's throne and says, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." As soon as they had Christ nailed to the cross, strong men lifted it and thrust it into the hole dug for it. The terrible jolt caused intense suffering to the Son of God. Pilate then wrote an inscription in Latin, Greek, and Hebrew and placed it upon the cross above the head of Jesus, where all might see it. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." John 19:19. The religious leaders requested a different sign. The chief priest said, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but 'He said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Verse 21. But Pilate was angry with himself because of his former weakness. He also thoroughly despised the jealous and wicked rulers. So he answered, "What I have written, I have written." Verse 22. The soldiers divided Jesus' clothing among themselves. One garment had been woven without a seam, so they could not easily tear it apart and share the pieces. They argued about who should have the whole garment. Finally, they settled the matter by casting lots. God's prophet had foretold that they would do this. He wrote, "Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Psalm 22:16-18. As soon as the soldiers raised Jesus on the cross, the priests, rulers, and scribes joined with the rabble in mocking and jeering the dying Son of God. "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Luke 23:37. "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Matthew 27:42-43. "And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, 'Aha! You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross.'" Mark 15:29-30. Christ could have left the cross, but if he had done this, we could never have been saved. For our sake, he was willing to die. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.